don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. It is a true reality for a lot of people where they're just hit with something that is very traumatic that they do not want to tell that person. But you know what? You have to.
It's true. I mean, there's no way. We can't go through life without some bad news, right? So why do it by yourself? I mean, this is why Krista and I are here. We love to help.
We do. And this morning, we hopefully can help out our girl, Wanda. Good morning, Wanda. How are you, honey?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. So tell us, what's going on?
Okay, sorry. This is a little hard.
Okay.
I need to break some news to my boyfriend, Luke. Unfortunately, he lost his job about 6-7 months ago. He doesn't seem to be looking for a new one. He's been at home playing video games on the couch. Like, he's not contributing much to the house. I mean, losing his job wasn't his fault. The company that he was with for about 5 years, they had cutbacks. And at first, like, I was feeling bad. And, like, I wanted to encourage him to be like, hey, listen, take your time, regroup. You never know. Like, if a door closes, a window might open. Like, there might be something out there that you truly enjoy doing, you know. But, like, it's been like half a year almost now, and or a little bit more, and the bills are coming in. I have gone through most of my savings, like that's completely gone. And I can't do it. Like I just, the bills are still coming. Like there's nothing I can do. Life goes on. Like he can't just sit at home and play video games. Like it's, I need him to make some sort of an effort, just anything, just like even update his resume. I don't care what it is. Just show me that you're doing something because it's all on me now. Like, and it's hard. Like he's sitting there. Like I honestly just want to tell him, dude, like,
well, have you had a conversation with him about, hey, you need to like buck up and get a job because I can't keep on affording all these bills on my own?
Yeah, he sees these bills. Some of them were under his name, and I transferred the money so he can pay them out of his bank account, like his credit card. Like, he hasn't paid his credit card. I've been paying it for him, and I don't have more money. Like, I don't make a ton of money, so, like...
So what do you want to break the bad news to him about?
I just want to tell him, like, I don't know, like, he needs to make an effort. If not, he needs to move out because I can't keep up with his stuff. Like he'll spend the money. It's not like he'll just sit in his video games. Like sometimes he'll start buying stuff in the video games. So I'm like,
what are you doing, dude?
Oh, yeah.
All right, girl. Okay. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. Then when we get back, we're going to help you to break that bad news to Luke. Again, your boyfriend that has lost his job 6 months ago, he doesn't really seem to be doing much about being proactive about getting one. And actually, he's just spending more of your money in the long run. So we'll figure this out. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush. Night through, Angie.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It is true, when the economy hits and you lose a job, it is no joke. You need to get one.
That's true. So we've got Wanda. She's calling to break the bad news to her boyfriend, Luke. It looks like he lost his job like 6 or 7 months ago. I think his company had some cutbacks. But now everything, it just doesn't seem like he's making an effort to find something else. And now all the bills are coming in. It's falling on her and she's getting frustrated and she wants to break the bad news. If he's not going to start making an effort to look for something else, she's going to leave the relationship.
So, Wanda, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us in your phone. Of course, when you call Luke, he will not. And then we'll just eventually click over so he can. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, honey. All right. Good luck. You got this.
Good luck.
Hey, babe, what's going on?
Hey, honey. What are you up to?
I'm just finished cleaning up a bit. Just on, you know, on my laptop, looking for jobs. What are you up to?
I'm a little upset. I'm out of work right now, and I just, like, stepped off for a minute. Because, like,
what's wrong?
I need to talk to you. Yeah, you know, babe, like, I'm sitting there thinking, like, no, it's just stuff in my mind. Like, I need you to make a little bit more of an effort looking for work right now. Like, I looked at my bank account, and I got, like, $200 left on my savings account right now, babe. Like, I'm really stressed out right now, and I know, like, it's been hard on you, and I know you're dealing with a lot right now, but I kind of need this to be super important for us to do, because, like, I don't want to start falling back and, like, creditors, and I'm just scared, and we have to pay the rent.
Hey, listen, I know we've had this conversation many times, and I know that this is not easy for you. I was not expecting to lose my job, you know, 6 months ago. I definitely thought I would have had another job by now. You know, there are days where I feel motivated and there are days where I don't. And it's hard. I feel depressed. I had this job for a long time, was making good money. And then all of a sudden they just, you know, pulled the rug out from underneath me. And they're just like, okay, now go figure it out. And it's not easy. Yeah. Like, I feel depressed. I feel betrayed by this company. You know, I was with them for a long time, and I'm just, I don't know. I don't know how to get out of this rut.
All right, let's break
in.
Hi, good morning. Is this Luke?
Hello. Yes. Who's this?
Hi, Luke.
Oh, hey.
Here, like, who are these people on the phone with us? This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Your beautiful girlfriend, Wanda, asked us, to be a part of this call with you. So I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
Wanda, you put us on the radio?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. But it's just really us. It's just Kristen Tracy you're talking to.
Okay. Thousands of people.
Well, okay.
No, but honestly, we're just here to help because, listen, my man, you are not alone in this situation. There are so many people in Madison and surrounding areas and, you know, family members outside of our state in general who unfortunately have lost their jobs. Yeah. It is a cruel thing. It happens. Mm-hmm. It sucks.
Yeah.
But the thing that's even worse is, like you said, you're super depressed and it's hard to, like, pull yourself back up, you know, and get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, you know, it's brought in a lot of stress on Wanda because, you know, bills, they don't stop.
Nope.
And she literally just can't afford to keep on going.
Right.
And so we need you to kind of put a step out there. It sounds like you are, but...
I definitely understand that. And I know it's not, she's been great in supporting me through this situation. And, you know, I feel horrible. There are days where, like I said, I feel good. Like today I've been feeling pretty motivated and I was searching for jobs, but even in the field that I work in, there's not a lot of work. So now I'm considering possibly, you know, just getting a temporary job, like maybe working in a restaurant or just, you know, but that's not
really
what you plan on doing in your mid 30s when you've been successful working somewhere else. So it's just, it's hard. It's not an easy time. And the start of the new year, I'm trying to push through and, you know, I don't want Wanda to,
I just have a question. Are you on LinkedIn at all?
Yes, I use LinkedIn, but it doesn't seem to be too promising.
Well, you know, I have one of my dearest girlfriends was in this situation where she was applying for jobs after jobs out in Minneapolis. Uh-huh. And, you know, her husband finally said, honey, have you looked at your resume lately?
Right.
And, you know, when it comes to LinkedIn, it's such a good thing. Yeah. I don't endorse LinkedIn, but it's all about the words that you use.
Yep.
And it's this calculator thing. It's really not even cool that they do it.
Yeah.
But have you ever looked at hiring like a professional to look through your resume? Yep. I mean, it could be the smallest thing while you're not getting calls.
Yeah.
And we would be more than happy to fund that for you. You want to sit down with someone?
Yeah.
We can recommend them. And then you two can sit and hopefully get this sucker started.
Babe, that would be really good.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be awesome. Well, good.
That's very, very generous of you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because no joke, she actually paid and had someone look at her resume within a month. She got a call, and now she's working for a company making $100,000.
Because things change all the time. You don't know now what people are looking for all the time on resumes. So,
you know, and it's just like you're put in this huge group of thousands and thousands of people. It's
exactly.
Like, how are you going to, you know, it's just hard.
Yeah, it's been hard because I was with this company for a long time. You know, you feel out of touch. You don't know which sites are the best. You apply for all these jobs. You don't hear back.
Yeah.
It's very discouraging.
It's true. Yeah. It's depressing for sure.
It is,
All right, so we will get your information. We'll get you connected. Yeah. And hopefully this will help you get started. But other than that, we are here to help you. So we want to wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
No problem. All right. And then let us know, my man, when you get that job.
Let us know. Call us back.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Definitely
will.
All right. Cool. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.